Welcome back to the Intentional Alignment Podcast. This is your host, Alexis Andre. Today we dive into how to stay motivated to do all the things. I am so excited to dive into this with you and just to get down to the real, raw truth. So let's dive in. Welcome back, friend. I am so excited to have you here for another episode of the Intentional Alignment Podcast. Today, we are diving into motivation and what exactly that even means and how it works. And I'm just going to debunk something right now. Motivation is complete and utter BS. Yes, you heard me right. Motivation is BS. All too often in our society, we are taught that we just have to have motivation, and if we're not waking up at 4 o'clock in the morning to go to the gym, then we suck at life. Well, I'm here to tell you that that is just simply not true. What it boils down to is gaining leverage on yourself. Rather than motivation, we have to gain leverage on ourselves and find our why. And if our why is not bigger than the stumbling blocks that are thrown in our days, well, then those stumbling blocks will stumble us every single time. So, what is your why and how do you find it? Let's go down memory lane for a little bit. My why was found when I hit rock bottom. And I was in a relationship that I knew wasn't right for me. I was not taking care of my body. My health was declining. I was unhappy in my career, and I just was not aligned with myself, to be honest with you. And that feeling of just angst of where I was at was enough to push me to a point where I knew something that had to change. And each and every day when I wake up, I think of that time in my life and I say to myself, I am not going back there. I refuse to go back there. And, you know, if I don't do this thing that aligns with the trajectory of where I want my life to go, then I will get back there. I will show my daughter things, you know, and teach her things that I don't want her to learn. I'll teach her how to not chase her dreams. And I won't be the best mom that I can be. And I won't live life to my max potential. So whatever your why may be, it has to be bigger than your roadblock. If you have a pair of skinny jeans just, you know, sitting on your nightstand and you're looking at them, and you've had them for like 3 years, and you know that no matter how many times you've tried, you just can't say no to tacos. Well, then that pair of skinny jeans isn't exactly going to get you there because it does not have big enough leverage on you. In order to get the max leverage that you can, your leverage in your why has to be bigger than your stumbling blocks. You have to think of the absolute worst thing that is going to happen if you do not do the thing. Are you going to become 500 pounds overnight? No, you're not going to. But slowly but surely, your mental beliefs, you know, your limiting beliefs with yourself, all of the negative self-doubt is just going to keep dominoing downward in a spiral. And especially if you're a parent, you know, those things our kids see and they pick up on, and that is how they get their own limiting beliefs and the stories that they tell themselves that they're not good enough. So a lot of parents I know use their kids as their why, you know, being a parent and giving them maybe something that you didn't have growing up, or, you know, showing them that they can crush their dreams because you know you struggled with that, showing them that they're beautiful and smart regardless because you got bullied in school and all the kids made you feel dumb. Whatever it may be, find your why, and it has to be the worst thing that you can think of. you know, to gain leverage. And, you know, when you think of it, you're going to be like, hell no, I'm not going to not accomplish my goals. And I'm not going to backslide and do the thing because I need to get to that point. I refuse to get to that point. It all boils down to standards. If our whys are not big enough, we need to raise the bar and raise our standards and gain the highest leverage that we can on ourselves. If our standards are, okay, well, you know, I'm not in the best shape of my life, but, you know, I'm not, you know, over, super overweight, but I know I could do better, but oh well. No, why are you settling for less? You deserve to feel amazing. You deserve to look amazing and freaking feel sexy as hell. You deserve that. Why are you letting yourself get away with just the middle ground? That is not fair to you or the potential that you have or the gifts that you have to share with this world. If you're settling for middle ground with yourself, how can you be the best that you can for anybody else? For your family, for your friends, for your career, for your dreams. No matter what it is, we have to set our standards higher and gain leverage on ourselves. I like to visualize. I use visualizations a lot in meditation. Shocker. So what I do is, if I feel like I'm getting to a point where it's like, okay, I'm slipping off the bandwagon, you know, I had a couple days where I didn't hit the gym like I wanted to or eat the best, I always come back to meditation and visualization of, okay, I'm at this point, closing my eyes, I'm breathing deep. And if I visualize myself, if I keep staying on this path, where is my life going to be in 6 months, in 2 years, in 5 years? Where is it going to be in 10 years? Am I going to be living my best life, loving my best, building a legacy that I want to live? Where is it going to be in 20 years? Where is it going to be in 40, 50? Where is it going to be when I die? You heard me right. When I die, what is my eulogy going to say? What is my legacy going to be? What am I going to be remembered for? Am I going to be remembered for showing my daughter that, you know, if you try a little bit, you might be somewhat happy, but, you know, it was just too hard? Hell no. I'm going to show my daughter that I can live the best that I possibly can, and I'm going to try my darndest to get to the level that I want to get. I'm going to raise my standards, and I'm going to keep pushing and growing and shattering those glass ceilings. Because if I don't, she's just going to live a life less than two. She could choose to go down that, but imagine if I didn't choose to be my best self. She's going to have even more limiting beliefs to work through, because that's a whole nother generational layer. While somebody's reading my eulogy someday, I want to be remembered for loving like God would love, and just impacting the world and showing kindness and helping others just to reach their alignment and their potential. And that means you too. You are worth the life that you want to live. And if right now your eulogy is something that does not make you so happy that you want to freaking cry, change it. Right now, in this moment, change it. What do you want to be on that paper? What legacy do you want to be remembered for? Change it right now. Don't wait till Monday. Don't wait till the new year. Don't wait till tomorrow and say, oh, I'll get to it. No. Change it right now. In this moment, it can be changed. It doesn't mean it has to be a huge, drastic change, because our lives are made up of habits, and our habits determine our trajectory of our future. Make a habit right now. You're drinking a soda, eating an ice cream. Does it bless your body or does it make you feel like crap? If it makes you feel like crap, throw it away. Pull over and throw it away. It is not blessing you. If it does not bless you and bring you closer to your goal, then toss it out. Say no, thank you. And guess what? You don't need to give an explanation to anybody. No thank you is exactly enough. If we don't live our lives to the fullest potential and with extremely high standards, how can we expect things to get any better or anything around us to change? We are the closest that we hang out with. I mean, the closest people that we are associated with and that we associate ourselves with is who we become. We can't continually just wait for somebody else to raise the bar so it'll be a little bit easier for us because they're trudging the pathway. Be a freaking leader. You are a warrior. You can do the thing. You can do anything you set your mind to. But motivation, that's just BS. You have to gain leverage on yourself, and your why has to be bigger than the roadblocks. And have grace with yourself. We're human. We're going to screw up. Things happen. But you know what? When we screw up, we just stumble, we roll over, and we get right back up because we don't let it get us down. If we stay down, then we are telling our body and we're telling our nervous system and our biochemistry to find that and magnify it. The more we stay down, the more we victimize, the more we sulk in the thing that is dragging us down in the roadblock, the more roadblocks we are going to find. There's this awesome thing in our bodies called the reticular activating system. And basically how it works is, you know, like when you get a new car and you're like, oh yeah, I'd never see this car. It's going to be so great. I'm going to be like the only person that has it. And then all of a sudden you start seeing it everywhere. Everywhere. Like everywhere you turn, it's like, oh my gosh, everybody has the same dang car. But I never noticed it before. That's because your brain, your RAS is what it is for short, was never programmed to see it before. So if you're programming your mind to see the negative, to see the victimhood in the roadblocks, the more prominent they become, the more frequent they become. And it's just, you gain momentum in a downward spiral. In order to change that momentum the other direction and gain a momentum for growth and for doing all the things that you want to do, you've got to stay focused on how do I make this for me rather than to me or against me. Every time you tell your brain to focus on, okay, I'm going to stack how this is for me, I'm going to stack how this is going to help me learn, help me grow, rather than, oh my gosh, this sucks, I just can't believe this happened to me, this is the worst. You know, if you're focusing on how can I grow and better myself from this, then you're going to see it multiply and you're going to gain momentum from there because that is what you're telling your body to focus on. Do you know that studies show that along highways, if there are telephone poles, I think it's above like 85% of people along highways where there's telephone poles, every crash above, you know, 85% of crashes, people hit head on, like straight on telephone poles. And it is absolutely baffling to people because it's like, okay, there's a teeny little telephone pole in this huge gap. Why are people hitting this? Because they're so focused on not hitting the pole that they hit it. Because where your focus goes, your energy flows. Write that one down. Where your focus goes, your energy flows. If you're focusing on the negative, if you're focusing on the crappy parts that annoy you throughout the day, if you're focusing on the reasons why you can't do the thing, then it's gonna drag you down. And that is what is going to hinder you. Your body's going to believe you, and your mind is going to believe you and only see the things that are against you and why you can't do it. So next time you have a moment where you're like, shoot, I can't do this, you're feeling down on yourself, put your shoulders back, hold that head up high and say, heck yes, I can do this. I can do this because I'm awesome, I'm smart, I'm strong, I'm brave, I'm courageous, I'm kind, and I live this life to my best. My standards are so high that I do not settle for a life less than. I'm going to chase my dreams, and I'm going to use my God-given abilities to make this world a better place. I'm going to show my loved ones and those around me what it is to live purely. Pura vida, baby! You got this! Quit letting yourself get down. You got this. Focus on the positive. So right now, change. If your why, if your eulogy right now isn't what you want it to be, if you envision it where people are speaking about you in a manner that you don't like, change it right now. What is something you can do right now to change it? Pick up the phone. If you've got some beef with someone you haven't fixed or, you know, dealt with, pick up the phone. Be the bigger person. Say sorry for the thing. You don't need an excuse or a reason or whatever. You can just call and say, hey, you know what? I just have been thinking a lot lately, and this life isn't worth wasting on this mess. I just want you to know that I love you. Fix whatever it has to be. You have the power to change whatever it is in your life. Yes, there are different scenarios. Remember that. There are lots of things out of our control, but we can change. We can change some things in our life. We have control over those. But the things that we can't change, we can change how we react to them and how we let them affect us. You are 100% responsible for what you do in this life and for what you allow in your life. If there are things happening in your life that you are allowing that you know are not right, those need to be addressed. If you are allowing mistreatment, if you are allowing, you know, even people being dishonest with you, if you have allergies and you're allowing your loved ones to cook for you, knowing that you have an allergy because you're too scared to speak up, no, what are you doing? Speak up. It is okay. If they don't want to cook with different ingredients, bring something. Cook something yourself. All you have to say is, you know, I have these allergies, and maybe we can substitute a few ingredients. If not, I can totally bring my own dish. No biggie. Speak up for yourself and your alignment. If you don't know what your alignment is, go back to the first episode and dive into that one, because that one is super important too. So, my friend, I hope that you have enjoyed this episode on how much I think motivation is BS, because honestly, most mornings, okay, let's be real, all mornings, I literally have to keep my phone 20 feet away in the kitchen because I turn my alarms off in my sleep. I'm not even joking. I have to keep it where I have to physically get out of bed and have to walk a distance to get to, or else I will fall back asleep. And motivation does not win. Like, you have to gain leverage on yourself. You have to figure out what works for you. What works for me may not work for you. But you have to figure out ways to change the things that you want to change and just try. I mean, you can try a few things. If it's not working, tweak it a little bit. That's okay too. But you have to figure out ways to tweak it that'll work for you, and you have to have leverage big enough. Your why has to be big enough that your roadblocks seem like little tiny pebbles. So go get to work, and I cannot wait for you just to feel better, because I promise you that once you know your why and your purpose, it's going to be so beautiful and transforming and growing, and it's just such a beautiful journey. And I'm so grateful that I get to share this journey with you and that you give me a little bit of your time to listen to this. And if you can, make sure you subscribe, rate, and share to those who you think might enjoy this too. If you have a friend that's really struggling with their motivation, or, you know, they don't really know what their purpose is, send them over here. I'd be glad to guide them through this process too. You were put on this planet for a purpose. You have a beautiful, unique gift or gifts that your creator has given you, and you are made in the image of your creator. You are beautiful, you are enough, you are kind, you are strong, you are courageous, and you are a freaking warrior. You have the leverage and your why in you. You just gotta dig deep and find it. Think of that eulogy. Create the legacy that you want. What legacy do you want? What do you want to be remembered as? Because you are worth your wildest dreams. Thank you for sharing today with me, and I can't wait to see you soon.